with a sweep of St. Cloud State to move into fourth place. So a big win in that regard as well. Joining us ringside right next to the bench is head coach Jim Scanlon. Congratulations, Scanny.
Thanks, Biss. I like the sound of what you just said.
Yeah. Well, in
fourth place.
Fourth place. Leapfrog UMD. And for your game today, Jim, I mean, you get a goal 2 minutes and 15 seconds in. That's what you're looking for.
Absolutely. I thought that was really, really important to come out and try to establish our game again. And if I said if we could score one for sure, but we could get a crooked number, even better. But a big goal for a lot of reasons, certainly for Ellie Mosier, her first career goal. Turns out to be the game winner.
Well, and you know, I thought that it was just really the penalties that slowed you guys down at times, where you know you just had the momentum and you offensively were doing a lot of good things, but it just seemed like right when things were going to happen for you, you got a couple of penalties there.
Yeah, the penalties hurt. I thought the one on Tina was a bit unfortunate, because you know she took the brunt end of a couple cross checks, and that's what a lot of the questions we had were about. But I thought we got away from our game a little bit in the second period, Biss. I thought we were a little too careless with the puck and kind of were cheating offensively, and we just gave up way too many outnumber chances. Certainly Lauren Bench really came up big for us in the second period, and that that could have been a different game had she not been as sharp as she was.
Well, and then in the third, you guys came out and really controlled the period. I mean, you think it was St. Cloud trying to avoid a sweep, hadn't scored a goal all weekend. We're really gonna put on everything they could, but yet you offensively came out and really took control of the period.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with how we played the third period. Excuse me, thought we managed the puck way better. And just made smart decisions and again, just got all five involved and used the back of the net and kept our feet moving. And, I was really impressed with the way we played that third period.
Well, it was Haley Mack's weekend. She get the bookend, gets the empty net insurance goal, so a four-goal weekend. And when you're having trouble scoring goals, you don't care if it comes in bunches from one player, I'm guessing.
Absolutely not. Whoever scores is huge, but, those empty netters are always nice to see go in.
Yeah, well, and you could breathe easy a little bit. And, no one was happier, obviously, other than you guys and Beaver Nation, than the crew here, because they did not want to see overtime. They got a concert to get ready for.
I know. They're going to be in a hurry here to get the changeover. So, yeah, just, great performance by a lot of players. Certainly Lauren Bench getting a back-to-back shutouts is extraordinary. Haley's performance. But the bottom line was it was six big points. And as you indicated earlier, we were able to leapfrog Duluth, and for the time being, we're sitting in fourth place.
And get you some big distance from the Huskies as well. Jim, you guys have one more series next weekend. It's a non-conference. You go out east to Mercyhurst, and then it's the holiday break. And you actually don't play another WCHA game until things get cranked up again with UMD on, January 10th or 11th. So what's your, game plan here as you wrap up the first half of the season?
Well, we'll enjoy this weekend. We talked about maybe having a victory Monday, giving Monday off. But then, obviously, we got to have a couple good practices and then fly out east to play a very good Mercyhurst team. And then we'll get a break. Finals week starts shortly after we get back, I believe on the 11th, 12th, something like that. So we'll just give the team the rest of the first semester off, and they'll come back that first Monday. I don't know if that's the 31st mm-hmm. or the 1st or whatever it is. They'll come back Monday, and then we'll get ready for Union College coming in here on the 4th and 5th.
All right. Well, best of luck out east next week, and have a great holiday break.
Thanks, Biss. Thanks for doing this.
Appreciate it. Jim Scanlon, the head coach of the BSU women's hockey team.